Chemistry in English. Can you smell that? The smell hit me like a punch in the teeth. Staggering, I tried to make sense of the pungent, salty, almost sweet odor. It was certainly offensive, but also curiously intriguing. What was this? The offending waft came from a single molecule found in some of the world's most celebrated cheeses. At once slightly nauseous and satisfyingly complex, it's also responsible for giving beer its heady, hoppy bite. But it's found in less exalted places as well, namely, locker rooms. The same chemical known as isovaleric acid is solely responsible for what makes stinky feet smell like, well, stinky feet. I was at the world headquarters of the International Flavors and Fragrances, a global company that creates a great deal of what we smell and taste. As part of their fragrance production, the firm specializes in recreating reality. Using machines that analyze the chemical signatures of volatiles in the air, they can synthesize and bottle an infinite array of naturally occurring smells. During my encounter with foot cheese at IFF, I was researching materials for discovery sense cards for a World Science Festival program. The samples were a result of slurries developed by IFF that were flown to a lab in the southern US and then impregnated onto cellophane stickers. They weren't all bad. There were exotic flowers and fruits that smelled like root beer and bubblegum. There was asparagus spot on and completely surreal in the form of plastic. There was the molecule that only about 60% of the population has the gene to detect, and, paradoxically, those who are able to smell it either find it wonderful or rancid. There was bacon, which I'm told polluted the machines at the lab, preventing them from producing perfume samples for at least 24 hours. The most delicious crisis ever. And then there was fresh-cut grass, which instantly brought me back to a lazy childhood summer. My first job mowing neighbors' lawns, rock fights, building forts. It turns out scent is powerful stuff, a realization that unfolded in helping prepare this program. The more I learned about the science of olfaction, the more I realized how much information I took for granted in the tens of thousands of breaths I took each day. What most surprised me in my research is the degree to which smells can influence us without our actually knowing it, operating almost like pheromones do in other animals. Adapted from Greg Boosted, Can You Smell That? September 1st, 2011, Scientific American, www.scientificamerican.com.